Hello, welcome to Table Talk. This is Dr. John. God set us in families, and this morning I want to talk with you about family. I want to talk with you about something it says in the Bible about children. And it's such a beautiful truth from Psalm 127. It said, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a real blessing. There's an amazing thing about having babies that we may not necessarily be excited about that when we learn that we're expecting. But the moment that little one comes into our arms and we realize that this is the product of my own life and the fruit of our love, immediately there is this wonderful attachment. And in spite of the inconvenience, the work, the cost, in spite of the crying and the changing, love happens. Children are a gift from the Lord. They're a real blessing. That passage in Psalm 121:27 goes on, the sons a man has when he is young are like arrows in a soldier's hand. Happy is the man who has many such arrows. I am never going to accept a philosophy of life that includes children being a problem. I believe parents are often a problem, but I believe that children become what we guide them to become in large part. But also, they have the freedom to respond to our discipline and instruction, and the freedom to rebel. Rebellion in a child is extremely difficult for parents and is very, very detrimental to society as a whole. But the vast majority of kids actually want to do right. They want to be good family members. They want to be productive in society. They want to find success. Now, I believe underlying all of these internal issues of youth and growing up is a motivation from God Himself by His design, wherein He caused all of us to want our lives to matter. So I happen to believe that children are a huge blessing. I'm blessed with kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids. Every one of them is unique, and every one of them is wonderful. Living life with them makes my life so full and meaningful. But I also get to have the pleasure of seeing God work in their lives, often in very mysterious ways. Whenever there are issues of life that occur, I believe parents need to really pray for their kids and to have discernment about how to interact with their kids, because each one being unique often requires us to have a different strategy into their lives. I am convinced that God doesn't make any mistakes with kids, so Every child is precious in His sight. And we who have these children have a wonderful opportunity to be the primary influencers in their lives. I believe that child discipline is not so complicated. I happen to believe that it's more by example than anything else. I also believe that you may find this strange, but I've learned that the fewer rules we have in our household, probably the better off we are. I believe it's unfortunate when we don't give children room to become what they are to be. The more rules we have, the more restricted their life becomes, and the more likely we are to see in them some issues of rebellion. We're told in Ephesians that fathers are not to exasperate their children. That's a pretty interesting statement, isn't it? So here we have this great blessing from the Lord, but if we're not careful, we do things that cause them to feel exasperated. They just don't know where to turn, what to do. And that's when, particularly after about age 11, they might become withdrawn and might become non-communicative. And it often implies that somehow we did not build the loving relationship that we should have. I'm excited today about kids. Now, I do want to make one last comment for the sake of those of you who may have wanted children and have not been able to have biological children. Listen, there are lots of kids who need someone to be in their lives, to love them, interact with them, to be a mentor to them. And you can be that, whether you have biological children or not, because some have been abandoned, some are orphaned, and some are in situations of life where they need someone who's stable and strong to help them. So this morning, I want to pray with you about your life with kids. Heavenly Father, please give us wisdom in every interaction with kids, whether they are infants or whether they're adults. Help us, Lord, to love them well, to love them like you love all of us. And Lord, give us insight into how we can pour ourselves into the lives of young people. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.